Nolte, Trump's net favorability rating is 17 points higher than Biden's. By John Nolte on January 26, 2022. In the latest Harvard-Harris poll, former President Donald Trump's net favorability rating is 17 points higher than his fraudulency Joe Biden's. That is not a typo. Here are the latest favorable/unfavorable numbers from the pollster. Donald Trump, 47-44%, plus 3. Joe Biden, 39%, 53%, minus 14. Do the math. Trump's favorability is 8 points higher than slow Joe's. Trump's unfavorable rating is 9 points lower. Trump is 3 points above the water. Biden is 14 points under the water. Let's now compare Trump's favorability to some other national Democrats beloved by the corporate media. Kamala Harris, 36-51%, minus 15. Hillary, 35-53%, minus 18. Nancy Pelosi, 32-54%, minus 22. And just for shits and giggles. Black Lives Matter, 42-44%, minus 2. Knlal, 41-42%, minus 1. Fox News, 46-37%, plus 9. So Trump's net favorability rating is 17 points higher than Biden's, 18 points above Kamala's, 21 points above Hillary's, and 25 points above Pelosi's. Is this an outlier poll? Yes, but not entirely. Harvard-Harris is a rare reputable pollster. Additionally, a lot of pollsters don't gauge favorability. And this poll is our most up-to-date look at this specific characteristic. Also, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls on favorability, Trump beats all the same people. The margin is not as wide, but still. Biden is down minus 12.2 net points, Kamala is down minus 16.4 net points, and Trump is only down minus 9.0 net points. Pelosi is down minus 23.0 points. So even in the poll of polls, Trump is seen more favorably than Biden, Harris, and Pelosi. This is a big deal. People tend to vote on two issues, the economy and whom they like. Trump's absence has undoubtedly helped. The fascists who booted him from social media actually did him a big favor. His tweets, his stirring up unnecessary drama when the fake media were already fabricating plenty of drama, Russia collusion hoax, etc., were not helping his favorability rating. But what's also helped Trump is the direct comparison to Biden. Now that he can no longer hide in his basement, the public can see that their current president is not only incompetent and enfeebled, he's also a first-class jerk. When Trump wants to, he can turn on his star wattage, the charm offensive. Trump is also intelligent and has a superb sense of humor. Biden has zero charm, zero sense of humor, and happens to be an idiot. Bottom line. The media have spent 2 years and billions of dollars trying to convince the public Biden is this lovely, old guy trying to do what's best. This same media have spent 6 years and tens of billions of dollars trying to convince the public Trump is Hitler. And as of right now, Trump's net favorability rating is 17 points higher, lol. The media can no longer gaslight the public. The public likes Trump a whole lot more than Biden. And if there's a 2024 rematch, that fact, along with Trump's record of success and Biden's abysmal record of serial failure, should make a real difference. Oh, and if the election were held today, Trump would beat Biden 46-40%. Oh, and when asked who's been a better president, Trump beats Biden 53-47%. Yes, a lot can happen in 3 years, and a lot will. So if you don't want to think about a potential 2024 rematch, look at these numbers as further proof of the corporate media's impotence and lack of influence. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.